Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about, basically, it's a food you're in a fight with.
Mmm.
Mm-hmm. Reddit had a list of, there's foods that just, they can run a gamut. Like watermelon, for example.
Ooh, yeah.
You get a good watermelon.
It's good.
I think about it for months.
Because it's just.
Perfect.
And then you can look at a watermelon and go, that one's good. And then you put one and you put it in your mouth. You're like, what is that? That is
it
the worst thing I've ever.
It just disintegrated. It's sand in my mouth. Like,
it's like
terrible.
Paper flavor.
Oh, God,
it's
I hate that.
It's the worst thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
mm-hmm.
one angle for you to call in.
Yeah.
Like a food that just can just lift you up or let you down.
Mm-hmm.
The other angle that I find more near and dear to my heart is the food that effed you.
Mm-hmm.
Like you had a run in with the food and now you can't even
look at it.
I see.
T-Hack brought one up to me today and I had forgotten about it. I've seriously repressed this memory so hard. It's the grandma's pink and white cookies.
Yeah.
How do I remember more than you? And I still
eat
them.
Well, the reason I don't like them was a blackout day.
Ah, okay.
But it is ingrained in my body to go, if I need something on the cookie cracker aisle, I come from the one end and I can go about halfway. And if it's past that, I got to go out the aisle, around and back. I don't walk past them.
You don't even do that.
I will not walk. If I see them, if I have to walk up that aisle, I walk fat. If I kind of know where I am and then you like blur your eyes like you're looking at a 3D picture.
You're talking about the animal crackers
the
or
animal
cookies
crackers
or whatever with the pink.
With the pink or white frosting.
Oh, they're so
and
good.
The sprinkles.
It's big. I if you don't know the story, the quick version is when I went to college, I could drink a beer. I could win contests. I can open my throat and go.
Yeah.
So my buddies then that day, they were like, let's try it with booze. And so I laid down and they poured booze down my throat. Real hard booze, which I never drank before.
Ooh.
So
yikes.
I opened my throat like I was drinking a 16-ounce beer and drank probably 16 ounces of hard liquor.
Yikes.
And I was like, wow, guys, I'm not even buzzed. So I let them do it again.
Oh, no.
Stop.
Because beer comes on slow and hard booze just hits you like a wall. I didn't know that yet.
So then
I let them do it again.
Gosh.
And then when the wall started coming, I was like, I'm in deep trouble. But I had just bought a pound bag of pink and white animal cookies. So I ate the whole pound. And then I projectile vomit. I don't remember anything after that. But I projectile vomited pink and white everywhere.
Okay.
So now to even think about those cookies.
I could eat a pound of them right now.
Oh, my God. Like, if you had them in the room, I would seriously leave. I would leave the building. You guys could finish the show. If you ever want to do a show without me, just bring them.
Okay.
Noted.
And more for us.
Do you guys have a food like that? Is there a food that, like, I have 20 foods that, like.
That spoil? No, I don't have one that got ruined for me, but one that's hit or miss for me is a chicken patty. I think sometimes.
Chicken patty?
Just anytime you get, like, a chicken sandwich, sometimes the chicken's just cut a little too thick, you know? And you take that bite and it just.
You're saying Chick-fil-A sometimes cuts them too thick?
Is that what you mean by a chicken
they
patty?
Do.
Okay.
Yeah, on like a chicken sandwich. Sometimes. Most of the time it's good.
I did get a spicy chicken the other day and I was like, holy crap, I'm going to have to like
unhinge
a little.
And when it's
this.
Too thick, now it's too much chicken in between the breading.
That's a thing for you.
It is, yeah. You don't think so?
No.
The thicker the better?
Kind of.
For chicken.
No, I'm good with it. I'm good with
Okay. I'm on my own then.
You're on an island.
I understand because with eggs, I've talked about it before. I can go from like making scrambled eggs every morning for like 3 weeks. And then just like, oh, I'm getting nauseous thinking
don't,
about
don't,
it.
Don't do this because yeah. I know exactly no, what it is because I love eggs. And what? I don't like
there's just a split second where your mind changes and you're just like, this is mucus. This is disgusting. Like,
And once you get it in your head,
it's stuck
then it's
for
a
while.
Eating
yeah.
its own tail and you, it wraps around. It's like, and eggs definitely have a smell when they cook, whether you're yeah. hard boiling them. Uh-huh. Or, and okay. it's just like, and you start to go like,
yeah.
My former mother-in-law couldn't be around eggs. If eggs
really?
Were being cooked, she had to leave.
Really? Yeah. What? And eggs, could she bake with them? Like they're in other
if
dishes, right?
If other people
right?
mixed it, then she could do the baking, but handling the raw egg itself could never be done.
Wow. Interesting. Yeah.
That's why I just eat the animal cookies for breakfast. Save me on that problem.
You're 5 years old. All right, so if there's a food that hurt you or there's a food that just is good or just awful, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423. You can text that number or you can call it.
There was a time for about 10 years where I did not drink orange juice.
What happened?
Well, yeah.
So I had had my, for those who don't know, I'm a type 1 diabetic. I had had my first seizure from low blood sugar. But it was weird because like I was kind of awake. So my mom gave me orange juice to drink. I had the seizure, woke up. They gave me glucagon, which is emergency use sugar. So I have so much sugar running through my body now. And so I just start puking. And orange juice coming back up.
Oh, God!
Oh, no.
Burns.
Oh, no.
So for like 10 years, I was just looking at orange juice like you.
So you avoid, yeah.
Oh, you ruined me. Yeah.
No, I get it.
Oh, terrible.
Have you ever, I can't even say this to you, but like you used to, you go to your kids' football games or whatever and you bring a Yeti with like mm-hmm. a drink in it.
Okay.
And my genius ex-wife made screwdrivers.
Oh, nice. Okay.
You can't put orange juice in like an aluminum, like the
metal.
Oh,
because the metal. Yeah, that's gross.
It's like it's like putting aluminum foil on a filling in your mouth. It's like, it zaps you.
Oh. Yeah, it's weird.
There's a tangy, pungent thing. The aluminum reacts with the acid in the orange juice and you're like, it's
a new
stabbing
flavor,
yourself
yeah.
in the throat.
Yeah. That's
all right.
Doesn't sound good.
By the way, I can't eat bratwurst anymore because I had a bad experience with that. Most of these I think are going to be, if you barfed when you were a kid.
Yeah.
But my daughter, I remember my daughter barfed watermelon and she had watermelon like the next day.
Yeah, wow. I'm more like that. I'm what? More like, one, I'm in the fog of
she
puking.
Barfed,
and
she,
then
oh my she was bleeding. She was like, wah, wah, because she ate like a whole watermelon. Yeah. She just kept going back to the fridge and eating more and we didn't know. And then she's like barfing in the sink and then she got done. She was like, is there any more watermelon? I was like,
oh my gosh.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
I can't let it win.
All right. If there's a food you're mad at, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for it's kind of like the food that's either unbelievable
yeah.
or crappy or the food that you're in a fight with.
Mm-hmm.
There was one on the list we didn't get to talk to and I don't know how you feel about it. Brussels sprouts.
I love Brussels sprouts.
Have you ever had a fight?
No, I haven't.
How do you eat Brussels sprouts? Like ovened, like fried yeah. or whatever, like it with like bacon or something on it. Like you gotta
most
add fat to it.
Not always.
You just eat them?
Well, no. Like I'll cut them in half and I'll bake them, but sometimes just with
like
salt,
balsamic vinegar.
Yeah, just like pretty basic.
If it ever happens, because like the air fryer is the greatest place
ooh,
to make them.
Ooh, I should do that.
But if you overcook it, please, for the love of God, I don't care what you paid for them, like because they're not cheap, right?
Right.
Oh God, TX back in the room. We have to stop talking about it. We're talking about Brussels sprouts, and I know you've never had one.
No, I couldn't point them out.
Do you know what they look like?
No, not at all.
Oh.
Are they white? Genuinely, are they white or green?
They're green.
Okay.
But you like, but if you make them in the air fryer, your wife would.
Cauliflower's white?
Yes, okay. Cauliflower's.
I'm so sad for him.
Anyway, if you burn a Brussels sprout, please, for the love of God, throw it away.
Because
you think, because.
No,
like,
because
when you
I've had the burnt leaves.
Crisp,
yeah, okay, it's
you're
not
like,
that.
Oh, it's so good. There's a level. It can go to the next thing, and then it puts this bitterness in your mouth, and it's all you can taste for a month.
Yikes.
So, like,
not worth the risk.
I have loved Brussels sprouts my whole life, and now they're a lot like the pink and white cookie.
Wow.
I can't walk by them.
Yeah, me neither.
Dude.
I wouldn't.
How are you alive?
I'm barely alive.
You've never. Like, how many vegetables do you think he eats in a year?
4.
Total.
Yeah, yeah. Once a quarter.
Smarty Marty, our favorite.
Hi, bud.
Smarty Marty.
Yai lady. And
yai. Is there a food you're in a fight with, or it's just good or bad?
Yeah, two of them. Hot wings and french fries, because I have bitten my fingers more than once getting my timing off and someone asked me a question.
Your timing off?
I think that's user error.
Yeah, that's not the food's fault, bro.
And it takes a while for your brain to say let go. You're biting into your fingers and you swear.
No, it doesn't.
I think we need to change your nickname.
I'm with you, Smarty.
Yeah, yeah, your name has been downgraded. To Average Intelligence Martin.
Darwin winner Marty.
What do you like? I have never been so voraciously hungry or distracted that I mistook my hand for food.
Michael, I mean, you're enjoying it. You got your timing off. You're eating wing. You're eating fries. You're eating wing. Someone asks you a question.
Yeah.
And it's just too many things at that moment.
Okay.
I'm with you. It's like a dance. You got to get in the groove.
There is a dance. It's always great to talk to you, Average Intelligence Martin. What the hell is he talking about?
And like, once, I get it. Multiple times?
Like your timing's off? There's a timing? My body knows what my hand is versus food. No, even if I'm eating, even if I were a cannibal and I was eating someone else's hand, I would go, there. That's the end of their hand. This is now my hand. I would know. Okay? Can we all agree that we would know?
Try it.
What?
It can happen.
I love him. He's great.
You get off. You get thrown off.
From now on, his name is Average Intelligence Martin.
I can't do that.
Shauna?
Yay.
Yay. I don't even know what we're talking about anymore. Have you ever eaten your own hand? No. Food you're in a fight with, kind of. What is
it? Yes. So when I was 9 years old, I come from a family of five. So anything my parents made, we like devoured like soldiers. Okay. Mm. My mom had a pan of lemon bars. Nobody touched it. I ate the whole pan when I was like 9 years old.
Oh.
Of course, like you said, I yacked it all up. Can't even look at a lemon bar.
Oh, man.
That's another big thing. Like my brother, I remember my parents left us alone. I ate a whole batch of cookie dough and he ate a whole a jar of marshmallow cream. And he, just like me, he can't walk by it in a grocery store.
Really?
I'll start throwing up in my mouth. It's horrible.
Too much of a good thing.
Oh, but lemon bars are so good. I could live off of them.
Yes.
I know, but at 9 years old.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, man, that sucks.
If you yak them up, it'll ruin your life if you're a kid.
You can go back, though, because like I yacked up Estes Park fudge.
Oh.
And I'm back. I'm back on the
wagon.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. Oh, yeah. My name's Dylan, too.
Dylan?
Yes, sir. Hello.
Yes, sir. Hello. What food are you in a fight with?
I'm in a fight with Chipotle's rice, and I guess just rice in general.
How can you be in a fight with rice? It's like rice.
Is it the cilantro?
Yeah.
No, I was eating. So I got some rice, right? And there's a bug in my rice.
Is it a white bug?
It was like a little white bug, and it was moving around.
I'm out.
Why?
If it's the same color as the food, then you don't know how much of it you've had.
Exactly. Yep. Now I can't eat rice.
Nope.
That's not the rice's fault.
It's not the rice's fault, but then all rice is suspect. From that point forward, unless you can stare at it long enough and make sure it's not moving, I am 100%.
No, but then you don't
Yep. Any oaty like cereal or whatever, because I poured it out and there were some of those mealy bugs in there.
Yeah, those are
like,
gross.
Oh, I have this fresh batch of granola and like shove it. No way. Not a chance.
Yeah, like bugs are just they're so disgusting. And now I can't eat rice.
Oh, you're right, Dylan.
Thinking about
you are now known as Smarty Dylan.
Hey.
We've downgraded Marty. He's going to blow up our phones any second.
Yeah, he is.
Ellen?
Yay.
Yay.
What food are you in a fight with?
In sixth grade, my mother put a piece of a pomegranate into my lunch so I could pull the seeds out and eat them.
Yeah.
And it squirted me in the eye.
Oh. Pomegranates are just the worst in general. Like, why do you have to do that much work for a tiny little seed?
But it's just doing its job, so you hate it now?
Oh, the rice was just doing its job.
No, it wasn't. There was bugs in the rice.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
1059. Okay. I'm just starting.
Okay. Wow, okay.
I'm just going.
News. News.
No! No!
News!
No!
News!
No!
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or nope?
It's news or nope. We delve into the real news stories and decide if we want to hear the rest of it or nope. I'm calling an audible on you guys today. I don't normally do this, but with conditions being the way they are, I'd like to bring in our meteorologist to find out how much longer we can expect this storm to last.
Well, initially we were looking at 1 to 3 inches today. Now it's looking about 1 for the day and then another 1 overnight.
Do you weren't prepared for this at all, were you?
Oh, I didn't know you were going to do that.
But is that really the forecast?
Really.
This is exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What kind of dork knows that in their head? You're a young man.
Drizzles into Saturday morning.
Well, I'm sure he looks it up because I... Okay.
I stopped it.
Thank you. Well, because he has kids that he has to get dressed for the day.
Mm-hmm. No, Aaron. I have children, but even when my children were little... Yeah, do you care about them? I care about them, but I think the forecast doesn't... change jack poopy about
yeah,
what
does.
No,
yeah,
no.
It changes what shoes I wear, definitely.
Yeah, I'm just saying, it's just such a weird thing that now he's become, God rest his soul, my father has passed. And now I just sometimes just walk up to TAG and go, how long is this weather going to stick around there, Dad?
I know. And you're waiting for the day I don't have an answer, but I always have an answer.
I know, it's weird.
It's my thing, I don't know.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for joining the program. Actor Glenn Powell is in the news alongside Gwyneth Paltrow because Glenn Powell has released a new line of organic condiments called Smash Kitchen. And known level-headed celebrity Gwyneth Paltrow has come out and endorsed it and said, these are great.
If you're marinating of a JJ rock, try...
I don't understand. I am not a young woman. I think Glenn Powell is kind of like the heartthrob of the time. He's the newer guy.
He's oversaturated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He like went Top Gun, Twister, The Things I Hate About You, whatever that weird movie was. It's like, he was just in 5 movies all at once and you're just like.
And then the drama with his wife and Sydney Sweeney and like, it was just too much.
And my take is that maybe book a third movie before you launch a condiment brand. You know, like, are you here to stay? You know, before you're branching out, like, you're an actor. What are you making ketchup for?
I don't think you know how many movies he's in.
I think you've
missed a bunch of movies.
I know he's in that one commercial because he's got long hair, like driving one of the trucks.
That's a great commercial. That's the one thing I do like him in. Have you seen, what's it called, The Hitman or something?
Mm-mm.
Mm. Oh, is he? I guess he's in more than I thought.
He's in 100 movies, and The Hitman's actually pretty good. Hmm. He seems like a dork, and then he kills people. Might be a Netflix thing.
Mm.
Okay.
I think he's got kind of almost like the Adam Sandler deal. Where it's like he's done a, or who else has got that? Chris Pratt, I think. No, Ryan Reynolds might have that. Where it's like they signed a deal with Netflix. That's why there's 47 crappy movies on Netflix.
Oh.
Where like Ryan Reynolds did the 6 Underground and the Adam Project and all these different movies where you're like, yeah, this movie's, or The Electric State, which I have bagged on the show. It's just like, they're just throwing stuff. He's like, I got 6 more movies to make before I'm done. Yeah. And I think Glenn Powell has that.
Okay.
He's got like a billion.
Come on, Ryan Reynolds. What are you doing making movies? Make some ketchup. Where the money's at.
You're so mad at the weirdest stuff. Will you just go study the weather and we'll come back to you?
I just feel like he's an actor. Why would we listen to... He's an actor.
Why would we let Gwyneth put rocks in our JJs?
I agree with that too. It's strange to me.
But wait, can I just have another aside?
Okay.
The number one... I was reading this the other day. The number one makeup brand in this country, or the number... Like 2 of the top makeup brands are not Maybelline or whatever. It's like...
Was it
Chloe? No.
Is it Selena? She has Selena
that
Gomez.
That could be one of them.
That's rare.
Jessica Alba. Does she have one?
She's got Simply Truth or something.
That
she
was
has her
one
own.
Of them.
It,
I think
it was like a lot of baby.
Was it the Honest Company?
Or Honest? That maybe that's what it is.
I think she left that recently.
But like,
did
all
she really?
The big makeup brands,
and then you just leave them.
Well, because you sell them for it's like the Sammy Hagar model. Like you start a tequila, sell it for $1 billion, and start another one.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
okay.
I've got us all off the map. Let's start over.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for joining the program.
He already said that. You don't get to say it.
You just said we start over.
Oh. Count it.
I do have some bad news for T-Hack. Being addicted to pizza is a real thing.
I knew it.
I mean, you can just be addicted to food. I don't know why we need our Slacker Show research team on this. They did like a brain scan and showed that brains lit up when people saw, smell, and ate their
pizza.
Favorite foods.
Really?
For sure.
In the same way that happens
with
coke addicts. Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've,
yeah.
again, I don't mean to beat this horse, but we've solved cancer, right? That's gone. There's no conflict in the world.
So addiction is a disease, and they're working on it. I'm just saying, we all know that you can be addicted to food. I think it's more common than we realize, or that we don't.
Yeah, but your pleasure center is lighting up when something pleasurable in the room. But then I don't know that we needed science on that. It's like,
no,
hey,
I agree.
When a baby laughs, this guy gets happy. Yeah. That's what I, like, we just. Okay. Let's start over.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm not going to try it. I won't say it again. With Easter just around the corner, the Slacker Show research team has been compiling the list of the favorite candies of every state. Any guess what Colorado's
is? It has to be the, like, not the robin's eggs, because those are Whoppers. The Cadbury eggs. The, like,
Cadbury
hard shell.
Mini eggs.
Yeah, those.
Which, that is my favorite Easter candy.
I saw a TikTok. Someone said to, I think it was, like, microwave them. And it looks so good.
Do not do that.
What? So I'm going to do that.
Really?
Do not do that.
Only for like 10 seconds.
It's Peeps that you microwave.
No. It was the Cadbury Mini Eggs.
Aaron,
I will find it and I will send
Aaron,
it to you. I'm not joking.
You to microwave Peeps tonight.
I don't want to. I hate Peeps. They're disgusting.
I know, but they get so good in the microwave.
No, they don't. They never get good. The only way that they're good is when they're in the trash.
I concur with that wholeheartedly, or the microwave.
What?
But I want you to, before you do it, go on like Costco.com or Lowe's and order a new microwave, because you're going to blow yours up. Because they have some weird reaction.
I thought they just expand, yeah.
No, oh. But I think they
blow up?
I think, yeah, it becomes like a thing. By the way, you're welcome for all the spit in the room after that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That was a lot.
I want to give a shout out to Cadbury and Reese's, because they've come together this season and they're advertising together.
They've done joint commercials
together. They're like,
do they have like a Cadbury peanut butter egg?
No, that would be gross.
I don't think they've collabed on an item.
On a
I think it's just like, hey, either buy Reese's or Cadbury. We know you love us
either
both.
Either way,
like,
we're both great. Yeah.
Seeing two big dogs put the beef aside and come together for the greater
good.
Okay,
so did we genuinely guess Cadbury eggs? Is that what you
guessed? Yeah.
Here's the problem that I have with my fellow Coloradoans, called Wild Ones, and I'm a native, so I'm allowed to talk trash.
Same.
You guys get it wrong so often. Like at Christmas, there's all sorts of delicious things, like a Reese's Christmas tree, that are phenomenal, and we're like, yeah, Hershey's Kisses, and you're like, what?
Yeah,
basic Hershey's chocolate, just in a different shape? Step it up. There's stuff that only exists at Reese's or at Easter, which, like a Cadbury egg, I don't like those with the creamy inside, but like, it only exists right now. The Snickers egg, it's not like a Snickers because the caramel is like,
goopy. Oh man, I'm going to the store tonight.
I mean, Colorado, if that's not our answer, if it's not something fully unique, you have let me down.
Well, the overall result, not just Colorado, is the aforementioned Peep. That's the favorite. But for Colorado specifically.
Do you know, just,
I mean,
303-222-5423. If you like Peeps, text in. But know
Peeps,
you're going in a database.
Hold on. Aren't Peeps only around this time of year?
Yes.
Okay, so
gross.
I can. They're don't get me wrong. They're disgusting.
No, they're
but
good.
I can give them some credit with it at least being a timely thing rather than just a Hershey's Kiss that you can get year-round.
Sure. But it's, and because people now are just trying to do anything. They take two Peeps and like you go to like a Rockies game.
Oh, and they have like so many gross flavors. Yeah. Gross.
We are out of time, so we don't have time to get to the number one. Okay, what is the number?
For Colorado,
yes,
it is gummies. With brands such as Haribo, Trolley, and Lifesavers that offer their Easter-themed gummies during the Easter season.
Gummies?
I agree. I'm very disappointed.
Name an Easter gummy.
I don't know.
I've got nothing.
Ridiculous.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's like week 17 of trying this stupid experiment. How do we think it's going so far?
My story comes...
No, hold on. It's Feel Good Friday. We gotta work out at like a beginning, okay?
Yeah.
Hey everyone, it's Feel Good Friday. Okay, everyone, it's Feel Good Friday.
Feel good.
It's Feel Good Friday, where we finally drop the pessimism for clearly not very long, and try to tell you good stories.
Yeah.
If you've listened for the other weeks that this has been on, we don't tell each other what our stories are.
Correct.
Sometimes there's one story if we get really into it. Sometimes there's two. Sometimes there's three.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes there's one story and we're all real mad at who gets to go first because that was going to be my story.
Mm-hmm.
So without further ado, it's Feel Good Friday!
I'll go first.
Okay.
Thanks so much for letting me go first,
go
everyone.
Ahead,
my story
Happy
is
Happy Friday.
Thank you. Yeah. My story is out of Michigan. It's about Serendipity from? Books.
Serendipity Books.
It's an indie bookstore in Michigan. Mm. They were moving locations.
Okay. Mm.
The problem is they didn't have a lot of money to really move everything to the new location. So they put out kind of the word on social media and said, "Hey community, does anyone want to help us move some books?" More than 300 people showed up.
What?
And not only did they help, this is what's really cool.
Oh, don't
they
make me cry.
They lined up from the old location.
No, they didn't. They
to
didn't
the new location.
What?
They did not. They did the fireman thing.
They moved 9,100 books, just passing them through the line to the new location.
That's really cool.
Yeah, there's cool videos of them on social media.
That made the hair on my arm stand up.
They're lined around blocks. I mean, 300 people.
That's
just
a lot.
Everyone came, yeah. And then everyone's chatting, "Oh, have you read this one?" Like, it really brought the community together. The indie bookstore lives
on.
I
hope those 300 people got, like, free memberships or something.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I think you're the one who gets what Feel Good Friday is supposed to be.
Thank you.
I wouldn't help out if I didn't get a free membership.
So let me just ask this. Yeah. Let me ask the listeners. 303-222-5423. I think we can all agree that T-Hack gets it.
Mm-hmm.
Should we just stop right here? Because anything that's about to happen, if I go, you go, you yeah. go, I go, I got a decent idea that you have the same story.
I think so too.
Because I can just feel it. And I'm gonna
Is yours from Arizona?
God. Are you serious?
Come on.
It's from Seligman, Arizona. Yeah, it is.
Is that Yavapai County?
No, it's fine. There's one more story in Feel Good Friday, and I want you to know there's only one person who feels good about Erin telling her feel good story.
I have a backup.
No, go ahead. There's not enough time now that
a 2-year-old was reported missing in Arizona.
I hate you so much.
Hey, feel good.
You're right. I feel good about Friday. I just don't feel good about you stealing my story.
A 2-year-old was lost in the desert. But was found thanks to a local rancher's dog, a big fluffy Pyrenees named Buford.
Did you see this dog?
Oh yeah, so cute. My aunt has two, and they're wonderful.
I'm just saying, and I know this is feel good. They had drones.
Mm-hmm.
They had humans. They had search parties. We got helicopters, fire trucks,
16-hour long search.
Everybody's looking. And then out of the wilderness comes
Buford. He's just doing his job wandering the ranch and just protecting the farm animals. And he just comes back with a boy next to him.
He guided the boy back to the, it's like,
wow.
And the boy was just like,
I fell asleep
I
under the tree.
You.
Yeah.
He had fallen asleep, right? He slept under a tree for a little while. He'd been gone for how many hours?
It was, I think it was over a day.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
So, I mean, you start thinking the worst because mm-hmm. the search
there
parties
are mountain lions
are
in that area.
Not, yeah, they're not finding him.
And Buford braved the risk of mountain lions.
That's his job.
Yeah.
That's what he does every night.
Oh, wow.
The mountain lions will not F with Buford.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But yeah. Saw the dog and just followed him back to the house.
Okay. So, we still need you to text in. Should it stop after T-Hag? Or should, if Erin and I have the same story, should I be the one?
Yeah.
Why should?
Yeah. Should we?
I had an extra. I offered.
Should we meet about this beforehand, maybe?
No. That
For the record, I also had the book story.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
All right, so we'd like you to get naked with us.
You can't just say that.
Yeah, I can. Watch this. We'd like you to get naked with us.
Yeah.
We want to hear when you got, like, your naked story. Does everybody have a naked story?
I don't know. I have buddies, definitely, that got naked all the time.
Like, been naked in a weird place? It's like, have you just witnessed something, nakedness in a weird place?
Kind of.
Like, did you see this woman in what airport was that?
Oh, yeah. That was wild.
Where she just... She's fully naked. Like, she went into the bathroom and just came out, like, naked and just, like, flipped out.
Yeah, I know.
And then, what are you going to do? You're a security guard. You're not going to grab her. You can't grab her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But someone has to stop her.
But what are you supposed to do?
I don't know. Yeah.
And all the people whose flights are delayed are like, don't stop her.
No, she's fine. It's all right.
She was stabbing someone, like, people with pencils.
Oh, yeah, she did.
So you have to stop her.
Yeah. She bit some people. She bit a restaurant manager.
All of that, if you choose to do it, you don't have to be naked.
That was a thing.
You're
it's
just
like,
adding in.
It's like rubbing baking grease on you or something. You just don't want to be caught because, like I said, security can't grab you.
I see.
Because they don't know what to do. Nobody, it's like, and she was, I don't know. It was good. It was nice.
Stop.
Yeah. No, just, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. An airport beer and a show and, you know.
And the reason we know about it, why do we know about it? Because instead of people helping, they all got their phones out.
Mm.
So you can get her from pretty much any angle you need.
Oh. I don't like that.
I'm not, okay. But like, have you never done the thing where like, because my only naked story is, like, and it's, I've been close before. Sometimes I have the robe, sometimes I don't. But like, sometimes you just think, like, you ever been in a hotel and you just like, midnight, like, order everything from room service and you just like, and you just get crazy, right?
No, I would like to. I've never done that.
Oh my God, it's so fun. And you're just like, you just gorge. Okay. And maybe you have some relations or whatever.
Mm.
And then you're laying there and you're trying to fall asleep and you're like, this food is going to smell terrible in the morning. So you're like, we got to put it outside the room.
Yeah, put it in the hall.
Yeah.
Is that what you do? And then they come and get it? Or?
Yeah, you just set the trays outside your room. Mm-hmm. You know, at a lot of hotels, you just set outside. But like, you're both exhausted from a voracious session of whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, hey, you just sleep. I'll get the food out of here. And then you just step outside your door and you like set the tray down or whatever. And you hear that. And the door closes. But you're putting it out naked because like, I'm going back to bed.
Put a robe on.
But. So now I do, but like I remember distinctly the time.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, the door clicks and you're like, well, last I saw her, she was very satisfied and very sleepy. Okay. And I'm outside the room with nothing on. You do have the lid.
Oh my gosh.
But you're like, and she's not getting up.
No.
But the harder you pound, what is happening?
More people are waking up.
On what's going on.
And you're like, what on out there?
Room service. Don't lift the lid. She did eventually open the door. But like, I've been locked out more than once, only once naked. There you go. That's my naked story.
That's good.
So at least I participated.
Well, we used to do this thing similar. The knocking reminded me when we were in the dorms, where you'd go to your buddies and you would do a handstand. So you put your feet at the top of the door. And your hands on the ground, obviously, and you're naked. And then
why?
And then a friend would knock on the door. So then your friend would open the door thinking,
and your legs would fall on them.
Who's coming to visit me? And they'd open it and your junk would be at eye level. They'd get
upside down right now and I want to see if your junk is at my eye level. I don't think it would be.
No, I don't think
feels it, like it'd be still down.
Yeah.
Well,
but it's like more exposed.
Yeah. I was on the basketball team. These were tall guys.
We're not getting the best view at all.
No, I mean, but that's kind of the point.
But yeah, you'd be falling inward on me while it's happening.
Yes. Yep. all the better.
So you've done that?
To the unsuspect? Yes, I've done that.
You've been in a handstand.
I'll
give you $1,000.
Against the door.
I'll give you $1,000 to get a handstand right now. Okay. Clothed or not.
I don't want to do it clothed.
All right. Well, whether you've witnessed nakedness or you were the naked, we want to hear your best naked story. 303-222-5423. You can text that. You can call that. I don't want to tell you where the money goes from that event until after we get done with your naked calls. Aaron?
I'm more so a never nude. I don't sleep naked. I don't, like, I would put on a robe without a doubt. Like, the second I'm off the bed, clothes are on.
Really?
Never nude.
But
Here it is. There's a butt.
If you get me drunk enough, even at Disneyland or Disney World.
You've taken your clothes off at Disney World?
Well, I mean, flashing people. So that's at not
the happiest place on earth.
That's why they named it that.
Yeah.
No, but that's kind of the closest naked story I have.
You know, there's a story where a dude got arrested in New Orleans Square in Disney.
Yeah.
He climbed a building and exposed himself to onlookers.
Yeah, mine wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
So you were just flashing.
I didn't climb a building.
Were you mooning or were you headlighting?
Headlighting.
Okay. Well, and she's a woman. There's a little, like, a
guy.
Yeah,
no, nobody wants your.
Put it away.
Handstand.
There are kids around.
Yeah.
But,
I feel like
we
were on the, what is that area called where you drink around the world? Is that
Epcot?
Yeah. So there were more adults there.
I think nudity is more, less frowned upon and almost encouraged at Epcot. I feel like if Tiak did it.
I just remember ending in Mexico and it just, I blacked out.
And you were your boobs out when you blacked out? Or it's hard to say.
Yeah.
I would probably, if I were to get naked at Disneyland, I'd have to be at the log ride, obviously. You know?
I'd want to do Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, TX
again.
It's a Small World.
Okay.
See what I did there?
Yeah. Okay.
We'll put the video up of him handstanding.
Doing handstand. Yeah. Well, not anymore.
And you decide which ride he would be near.
Finding Nemo. I don't know.
What? Tower of Terror, more like it. Come on.
That's gone now. It's something else.
It's Guardians.
It's Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. Okay, that doesn't
all
work.
All right, well, we're just going to sit here and name Disney rides until you call in with your naked story. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for your stories where you were naked.
Yeah, just say it. I know you want to say it.
Naked! Ashton?
Yai.
Naked, what happened to you?
Well, I hope this didn't happen to me. So I was on the subway, and I had a jacket on, so I really didn't realize that I had my skirt tucked into my pantyhose.
Oh.
And you could see my thong, everything, just like walking around Manhattan. And I was just trying to have a good vacation.
You can't feel the breeze. I've never understood not feeling the breeze.
I haven't either, but here's the thing.
The
no pants look is also trending, so.
That doesn't.
But not for me. I do not have that body.
HR told me otherwise.
Oh my God.
I wanted
a good vacation, and instead it was mortifying story for the rest of my life.
What, like, did some good Samaritan finally go, hey, nice ass? Mm. Or, like, what, how did it
No,
end?
Luckily, so one of the subway attendants, it was a woman, I was about to exit, and she hollered over at me, and she was like, yo, you know, you should look down.
And you were just showing the goods to everybody.
I didn't realize it.
I love this job.
I had taken my jacket off. Like, the subway was hot. I took my jacket off. And so I didn't know that was the case.
Did you, because this is not a naked story, but there's been times where I've not looked in the mirror for a while and there's something odd about my body. And then I'm actually feeling the mojo because like everybody's kind of looking at me. I'm like, going, I got on today. Like, could you feel like a lot of stares while you were on the subway?
Looking back, I think about that way too much, honestly, and I try to remember, like, what were other people's faces doing? Were they all like,
they were contorting.
My gosh.
That probably wasn't the worst thing that they saw on the subway that day.
Why is everyone drooling?
I don't know. All I know is, like, I don't know if I can ever return to Manhattan.
No, you probably should.
I don't know if I can.
They'll welcome you.
Rent a car, maybe. I don't know. Thank you, Ashton. Amy.
Yay.
Naked. What's your naked story?
So I was in high school, and I had this boyfriend, and my room was upstairs, and my parents were away, and we were in the shower, and
okay,
and my parents were no longer away, and my dad came home.
Was
freaking out, and thank God there was a window in the bathroom, and my boyfriend hopped out of the window. Like, naked, and I
naked on the
I
roof.
I pulled out a towel. Yes, like I actually think he fell in a bush. Like,
oh no, that's scratchy.
It was it was bad.
Which would you take, dad or public humiliation?
I don't know.
Humiliation, yeah.
You public. Would?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, because I feel like that's so. Short.
What's it's dad shorter? Gonna do?
Well, he's scary.
Yeah,
he is scary.
Okay.
And I feel like then, at least if public humiliation, I could still date the daughter.
Yeah, you
know,
like,
that's true.
Yeah, but what, dad if, know. What if you get caught on the roof? What if the neighbors call? Then you get, you're naked on the roof and dad gets you.
How does this business? A naked roofers.
There's a demand. Did he get out of there? Did he run up the block naked? How does this end?
I mean, he was kind of in a bush until I was like, Dad, wait! And then I threw a towel out the window, and then he used that and ran.
Okay. Oh my God.
So there's just a...
The bush was a little wet.
Yeah,
just
yeah, he was crouching and hiding for a tiny little
okay.
bit.
That's incredible. Thank you, Amy. Lindsay?
Yay, guys.
Yay!
Naked! What happened to you?
Okay, so I was taking a shower, and I didn't realize, like, I had put my towel in the laundry, so when I got out of the shower, there was nothing for me to dry myself
off. Oh my God, I hate that moment. Mm.
Why do you only have one towel?
Because I do all my towels at the same time, because they're white, so
okay,
I just
okay.
do a...
And just bleach it all, yeah.
Burn them with bleach.
Yep. You gotta put them in the dryer for, like, a really long time.
Oh God, I love that feeling.
They get all squeaky, you know?
Ugh.
So, I had no towels, so I was, like, gonna just walk to my room to get dressed, like, not a big deal, but it was summer, so I had the door, like, just the screen door closed, and as I was walking through my house past the door, I realized that there was a group of Mormon missionaries.
Oh, for the love.
They're
standing
like,
at
young
the door.
Boys in their little ties and their shirts, and they were, like, totally stunned, so I just, like, waved.
You waved?
What else are you supposed to do?
A naked woman
put
before.
On a show. Do a walkover. I don't know. Do some sort of gymnastics move. You don't wave or like try to do the like thing where you do one hand down and one hand across.
At that point, no.
Honestly, I was like too shocked to be embarrassed, and I just was like, "Hello,
yeah. Come on in. See what you have to say."
Oh my God,
we'll be on our
worse
way.
For them than it was for me.
I bet you made some conversions.
The Slacker Show.
Okay, this seems very narcissistic to talk about.
But it was my idea.
Okay. No, I didn't want to take the credit. I was going to say.
Tiak wants to do... Tiak wants to devote a little time on the radio to talking about my face. And I like, while it seems like that's narcissistic to talk about my face, I just want everybody to know that it's not me who wants to talk about my face. It's Tiak who wants to talk about my
and
face.
And he wanted to talk about everyone's faces.
No, I thought he just said my face.
It was everyone.
What's the name of the show?
Kind of specifically him, actually. Because we've been posting videos to our social media.
Mm-hmm.
And
can we do a little backstory?
Yeah.
We've been trying to post videos to social media for years and years.
Years, not even joking.
Yeah, since before I've had children born.
Yeah,
yeah. We've tried different methods. We've asked management to buy cameras. They didn't like it. We bought cameras, and like they got ripped out inadvertently. We brought in sketch artists to try to sketch us during the show.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But they only do nudes.
Yes, we were like, draw me like one of your models. Is that what he says?
French girls. Damn it.
Can we go back and redo that?
We can't.
We can't. Anyway, and we finally got the company to buy cameras, and they've installed them. They just haven't run any cables to them whatsoever.
Nope, they're not
so
on.
Any
we
videos,
can see them. They look good.
They do. They're right next to our phones that are on tripods actually recording the videos that you see on social media right now. One of the things that's going on with us having cameras in the studio, and I've never mentioned this before. This is really going to be fun. Remember when COVID started? We all got locked in, and then all of a sudden we were having to have these meetings on Zoom.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And if you weren't accustomed to Zoom meetings, you could get like zoned out and start treating your camera like a mirror.
Oh, yeah.
And we had one particular coworker who has now elevated to the point, she's like one of the biggest employees in our company in a different market at this point. She's running.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know who
she's
we're talking about.
She's running Kansas City.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Roxanne! We were in Zoom meetings with her and it was like a makeup session. She's just like fixing her eyebrows and like doing the whole thing the whole time. Okay. The reason I bring this up is now that the cameras in the studio don't work, so we're using our phones. Tiak primps so much on his phone now, and I don't know that he knows that I watch him when he does it.
I fix my hair.
You did?
I fix my hair big time.
Do you actually?
Oh, my God, Aaron.
I need to look at you
it's
more.
So much. Yeah, like, just out of nowhere, and it's some, a lot of times it's before we start a break.
Yeah.
But if I'm talking to you, like if we're on the air and I'm kind of looking at you and whatever, like out of the corner of my eye, I can just see him like going, he's like, oh my God. I get
these weird flips. I got to fix them so they don't look all, you know.
But you have them all the time and just let it be, man.
I'm trying to make the video look good.
Just, oh my God, it's not helping.
Okay, do what I can.
It's so cute that I haven't said anything before because
you don't want him to stop?
You don't want to scare the squirrel. Because he's just like, definitely right when we set the phones up, he's like, oh man, okay. Yep, I got it. Yeah, okay.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, there's pressure on me. I'm known as the hair guy. I gotta deliver.
Oh, then what am I known as? Yeah.
You fix your beard, don't you?
No. Is this the look I went for?
You're the beard guy.
I think she's saying you should. Implying?
You told me I could dye it waiting for the invite.
You know what? Now I get it.
Yeah?
My Facebook feed is simpler. It's some brand of beard dye. And it's three times a day now. And I'm like, I have never looked up beard dye in my life. It's because you said it in this room. And it's I get the beard dye, and some guys do it like on their like the sides of their head. Anyway, narcissist, what did you want to say about your face?
Well, it's getting a little bit concerning to me because we've been posting these videos. Aaron's working really hard on them.
Yeah.
And we've gotten some comments that are vague to me. Comments like, "Oh wow, you guys don't look like how I thought you looked."
We had one from yesterday. The voices don't match who I was thinking. LOL.
Yeah. So,
hold up. What do you mean? What do they mean? What do
I don't
they
know.
Mean
that's
by
all
that?
They, that's all they said.
So they thought I was the redhead?
I don't know.
Huh.
I remember, because we a while ago had asked people to text in how they think we look like.
If you've never looked us up on social media, what do you think we look like?
Someone said like brunette for me. I was like, I don't see that at all.
Well, you wouldn't because you've lived inside your skin.
Right.
But like I've gotten the like we when we talked about it that day, it's like people think I'm like 400 pounds, ginger, lots of acne, and it's like how does a voice?
You're 350 at best.
Someone. I just found another one. I thought Slacker was going to be cute. Was I wrong? And a loudmouth.
Oh, see that's okay. That one's clearly mean.
Yeah.
So you chose that one to read then?
I'm just going through them at the moment.
I want to know how a voice other than how like it sounds like you got fat around your throat. How would my voice make it seem like I'm 400 pounds?
I don't know.
Well, that's not how I pictured T-Hack at all. Voice doesn't match his face.
See, what does that mean?
So does that mean your
voice?
Do I
need to put makeup on or something? Like what?
So please text in right now, 303-222-5423. If you've never watched our videos, tell us what you think we look like or whatever. Mm-hmm. But if you have, or if you're one of these vague texters, what did you mean it doesn't match or whatever? Like, So when somebody said your voice doesn't match your face,
mm-hmm.
are they saying your voice is awesome and your face sucks?
Right.
Are they saying your voice sucks but your face is awesome?
Yeah.
Because they're saying.
And which would I prefer?
Right.
Or are they saying it all sucks or is it all awesome?
Well, no, because if it doesn't match, you know what I'm saying? If they go, it doesn't match what I thought.
That could be a good thing. Like, oh, I thought you were ugly. You're actually really cute. And you're funny. Awesome, awesome.
Oh, I see. I can only
but
see.
It's like they didn't say any of those things.
So please text in and say more about T-Hack's face.
Mm-hmm. The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Hello.
You're listening to the Aaron's Finishing Up Food Show.
You brought it in.
The Snacker Show.
Now we're talking. Man, I love that.
That is
wow.
Amazing.
Yeah.
We are changing the name today. And we
no,
just
I have
ASMR
an idea.
Snacks.
Every week or like every Wednesday of the week that we could have that be the Snacker Show. We post a TikTok of
and
us
just
trying a random snack.
Oh. Okay. This isn't terrible.
Okay. Yeah.
It's also not good. So there's a woman going viral. She's got a list of rules to date her. And now I will say this. She's aiming high.
Yes.
But shouldn't we all be?
Yeah. I truly think that we all aim pretty low. Like the bar is low.
I think I aim too high. Because I have outkicked my coverage in every relationship.
But
I
that's
mean,
the
from
thing.
From a physical standpoint, for sure.
Yeah.
But I think it's okay to aim high, but not to be so rigid in your, like, in especially for her, she's got a salary requirement.
So, okay. So first things first, she says she needs him to make 300K.
I don't think I know a single person.
Like in my life?
Do you? Right, thank you.
Maybe.
Cumulative.
I've heard
in
of
my
that.
Life. Yeah. Can you say it?
Cumulatively? Is that
Aaron?
It?
Aaron?
Cumulatively?
So, okay. So nobody's going to do that.
Yeah, that's
have
a lot.
A taste for luxury. I mean, I feel like those two just go hand in hand.
Yeah.
If you're
yeah.
making that kind of scratch.
Mm-hmm.
Emotional intelligence.
Which I did have to Google exactly what that meant.
Because I feel like
I've heard it, I don't know. I don't know if I fully understand
it. Do I have it?
So it's the ability to manage both your own emotions and understand the emotions of people around you. I actually think you're almost there with it.
Do you think I manage my emotions? Which part am I not good at?
The one that there's like one specific emotion that you don't manage well, but like we're working on it.
Which emotion? Hold on. Let's take you off the hot seat.
I think I hear someone calling my name in the other room. I'll just
T-Hack.
I'll leave you two to it.
It's,
I think.
It's not only she's going down for this, but I need to know what you think she thinks is the thing.
Oh no. What is the emotion?
What is the emotion that I don't handle well?
If I guess it wrong, now that you're gonna have two.
Correct.
That's okay. Okay.
This is the worst thing I've ever done to anybody. It's an emotion that I don't handle well.
And I have to go first. I don't want to. It's not anger because you're not. Stop turning red. Because you don't get angry.
I don't.
Is there maybe frustrated? That maybe like
stop
frustration.
Stop looking at her. Look at me.
3, 2, 1. Math class. No. Okay.
I do love that game. We have to play that game on the show.
Oh, for sure.
Until we all get the same answer and you try to like tie them together.
Yeah.
So you think it's what?
I think you can get frustrated.
So you think it's...
And you get angry out of frustration and don't always know how to like kind of pull back.
Did I get it?
Yeah.
We got it. We got it.
Yeah.
Yes, there's just one.
Are you just doing that
no.
to get off the hook? And
no,
get yourself
that was
off the
it.
Hook?
That was
you
it.
You want two things at once.
No, that was truly it.
Okay. So then that's where I'm failing at emotional intelligence. But do you think I recognize
emotions? Because I do think you understand. I do think you recognize like our emotions pretty well.
Oh, yeah. I can tell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Aaron's crying every day. So.
She's a real tough read.
You're not very empathetic.
Happy? No.
What if they're happy tears? I do that too.
No. We know when you're all puffy. All right.
Would you agree? Do you agree with that assessment? Because part of being emotionally mature or intelligent, right?
Is that what it is? Yeah. Can you give me an example of when I haven't handled frustration well?
Do you want to look at the broken keyboard? Or
again, someone's really calling my name out there. I gotta get out of here.
Okay. We're going through this woman's list of things. I really want to get to some other things about this, but like, she also wants him to, emotional intelligence, taste for luxury, 300K, chivalry.
Okay.
Which I think that should be a standard for everyone, for sure.
Do you think women still want it?
Yeah.
I think there was a while there where they kind of didn't.
Well, I think it's kind of in between where it's like, I appreciate you doing that. I don't need you to do that, but I like that you do that.
But if we're doing it for you, we're not saying you can't do it.
Right.
If we can all just have that teeter-totter balance act where it's like, I'm holding this door. I see you have arms. And so like,
but I'm just being nice.
But I want to open your car door. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to do that for you. Okay. and he has to handle the birth control.
Mm-hmm.
So either has to be snipped, I would assume, or just constantly whoosh.
Okay.
She specifically said snipped.
She did?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
She also wants a maid and a chef. She wants him generous. He's got to be well-connected, fit.
See, I just don't like... These aren't qualities in a person. Like, these
but they are.
No, having a chef? I want my future spouse to have a chef. Like, but do you want them to be kind? Do you want them to be funny? Do you want... It's like, I want the chef.
You're right. I think that's more on the luxury side. She just wants to know that he's not looking for her to come in and take some responsibility in their life. It's not like, hey, now that we're here, that bathroom over there, like once you moved in, like that's kind of your bathroom to clean. Like I think she wants to make sure she's not going to have responsibilities in the cleanliness or cooking department.
Which I don't, what is she
contributing?
I don't know. Yeah, yeah. What is she bringing? Chick. Is she hot?
I don't know.
I'm trying to find
what she looks like.
Yeah, and I'm not finding the.
So some of the viral stuff going on with this, and TX is saying there's like people on TikTok or whatever who already do this. Reddit right away just looked it up, and it's like roughly two and a half percent of people make $300,000 a year. So she's effectively eliminated 97% of the population with just one of her requests. Mm-hmm. So a dude with a vasectomy who makes $300,000, we're probably down to like 2%.
Yeah,
And he's got, you know, he's fit.
And not taken already.
Right. I mean,
like you just keep whittling down the chances that you'll find somebody like this.
So is she an idiot, or are we all idiots for not setting the bar higher?
I think it's both. Because I do think that we should set the bar higher.
Do you have a bar?
No. That's the problem.
I swear to God, all you angry texters, I am not calling you a tramp.
No, you're not.
I don't think not in a bad way. You don't have a vision of who you're supposed to be with.
Wow. It's very interesting for sure. Because then
runs a gamut. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Same Aaron?
Mm-hmm.
But isn't that good? Because now you're experiencing and dating people for who they are.
Yes. But also no, because I feel like it's kind of inadvertently showing what I think of my own self-worth, where it's like, this person isn't going to pick me up, isn't going to bring me flowers. That's okay. Where it's like, there should be some sort of minimum and there isn't one.
How do we get you to set one?
It's a great question.
Because like, I think I have a minimum. Like TAC, I'm going to tell you this. I'm not saying this in a weird way either. Like if your wife perished, one, you could not be alone.
No.
That's not a slam to her.
Mm-mm.
That you would immediately remarry.
Like, no, I don't think
at
so.
At the funeral. No, I'm not saying you would. But the person would be another Angie. Have a type. Yeah.
I guess, yeah. I think so. Yeah.
There are women.
My wife is my type.
100%.
I agree wholeheartedly.
You are not, but you're not Aaron. Like some Margot Robbie couldn't walk in and sweep you off your feet. You believe Margot Robbie is pretty, but that's not your type.
Right. Yes. I agree with that.
Eva Mendez or somebody is going to sweep you off your feet way before a Margot Robbie is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, probably.
But with Aaron, it's like Steve Buscemi can come in and just and you're like, whoa. And then The Rock could come in and you're like, Rock, you got no shot. She's a Buscemi guy. And you'd be like, no, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then Pete Davidson rolls in and it's like, move aside, Rock. Get your muscles out of the way. You know? She's hard to read.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
It's one of those days where just everything feels funky, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I want to, can I get some positive stuff out real quick?
Okay.
Ben.
Yeah.
Our friend Ben. It's his birthday. Happy birthday, Ben.
Happy birthday, Ben.
Woo! He posted something on his...
Hold on, let me
yeah, I didn't see it. What did he post?
He owns the restaurant El Jardin, right? Mm-hmm. It's up in CC. It's up in Commerce City. It's an incredible restaurant. I love it. It's great Mexican food. They like. I don't know if...
Their green chili is amazing.
It's great. And they they were winning, like, what was Denver's A-list on Channel 7 and Westward. They won, like, best Mexican restaurant, like, a billion years in a row. So it's his birthday today, and I got a text this morning. And when your buddy Ben texts you, you just do whatever. And he texts me, he's like, hey, man, can you Venmo me $1,000? And I didn't respond. I just Venmoed him $1,000.
That's crazy.
It's his birthday.
Wow.
And
mine's coming up too, just for the record.
Mine already happened.
Yeah. So I just did it. He's just the kind of guy who then would like, in a week, he'll be like, hey, tickets were cheap to Italy. So we're booked. And it's like, oh, wow. We're that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whatever.
I get it. I have friends like that.
We're just like, you don't question
it.
Faith, man.
Yes. Yeah. You don't
He's
question
not gonna
it.
Screw me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he screwed me.
Oh no.
Okay. Because Aaron found a post he put up on Facebook.
Yeah. $6 Slackaritas today. They're normally $11.
Uh-huh.
But for his birthday, he dropped the price to $6 because the other $5 is getting paid by Slacker. That's where the $1,000 went to.
You guys, I did not agree to that.
So he's just lying in his pockets.
He's still getting full price for the Slackaritas. I paid for the first $5. I swear to God, this is not a commercial. In fact, I don't even want you to go because if you don't go, maybe I get some of my money back.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
So please don't go to El Jardin. And if you do, don't drink a Slackarita.
Aaron, don't tell him we were going to go.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so that's the good news from today.
Yeah, drinks on Slacker.
Woo!
They're not... He's always come through with something cool. This is such a D move.
It's his birthday.
Here's the other thing going on. I didn't know until now, and we're deep into the show today, for you to hold this back from me.
What?
T-Hack doesn't feel good.
Yeah, it's not that big a deal. Okay.
How bad do you feel on a scale of 1 to 10?
10 being like
the worst.
10 is the worst?
Yeah.
And 1 is a normal day.
Yeah.
I don't know that I ever feel a 1, to be honest.
Okay.
Just like maybe a 6, 6.5, 7.
Off the air, you made it sound like an 8.
We're pushing. We're getting there. Well, what does it matter? I'm fine. I'm here. What else do you want to talk about?
It needs to be stated that if I had 1/10 of your symptoms, I would have called in sick.
Yeah. Oh, we all know.
Right.
I'd be at a 10 and still be here.
Why? So are you better than me? Are you guys?
No.
Can I finish? Oh my God.
I don't randomly Venmo people money. Smart enough not to do that.
Okay. But I mean, you have such a busy day today. Like you're doing the soccer show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then.
Kids and stuff in the morning. I mean, kids, they don't care if you're sick.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't. They slap you on the face to wake you up at 7, no matter
what.
I know,
but you can just set a trough of food out at this point.
Kind of.
That's what I would do. I just put some raisin something in a bowl and set it on the floor and just be like, shoo.
And then they would come smack you because you gave them raisins.
They're fine. Ants on a log, they like it. So then you're doing the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to go DJ at Brothers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God. First, you have to drive up to Commerce City and get $5 off a Slackarita.
Exactly.
You son of a...
It's a real busy day.
So
I wouldn't miss it.
What? Just don't. How do we get you to not?
Why? No, I have to.
Why?
People are counting on me.
Look at you. You look terrible.
He looks normal.
No, but I know him. Look at those eyes. They're not milk chocolate. Right
they just
now.
Look a little tired, they but that's
little,
it. They're
a little sad. Dead inside, yeah.
Yeah, you're dead inside.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be any good at Brothers tonight?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I put it to the side and work. It's fine. Why are we talking about this? It's fine. It's not a big deal.
I want everybody to know. It's like, did we know Michael Jordan was playing his flu game the whole game?
Yes, we did.
Oh, we
did? Yeah, he was he was like drinking Gatorade laying down.
In between
quarters
and stuff?
And stuff, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I just want everybody to know, like, if you listen to the rest of this show, Tiak is...
Mm, this is my...
Laying down, drinking Gatorade.
38 points.
Probably drinking a Slackerita for $5 off.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Tiak and Angie are splitting up.
I don't honestly think that I could even picture them sharing the separate beds. You know, I guess you're not sharing them. Yeah. Having the separate bed.
No way. I mean, we could have separate beds, but I'm not sleeping in the other one.
You spend a lot of time trying to picture Tiak and
it just happens.
It just happens.
Thank you. Thank you.
What does that mean? What? Explain what that means. It just happens. Just sometimes you're alone.
Or like, no, I just. Do you ever feel like you don't have control of your thoughts and just like things pop up and you're like, oh, I remember my dog Casey from when I was like 4. Oh, there's a hack there. Like, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it.
I said this dumb thing 13 years ago that I'm never going to forget.
What's so bad about thinking about that? There's worse ways to spend an afternoon.
I call what you're saying when it's the dumb thing. My steering wheel screams because you're just driving. Yeah. And, like it is weird. Just a little... Yeah. Hits you in the back of the head and you're like, oh God!
Why'd I do that?
Yeah. But it's never Tiakin Ayak. Hmm.
Maybe it's because, like, I don't know. We have been talking about how wonderful their marriage is, and it's like, that's cute. That's cool.
So you picture them just
like frolicking with their kids.
Yeah. That's pretty
I do
accurate.
Also think about Ayak a lot though, because she's gotten into floral arranging and that's something I want to do. So she'll post photos of like bouquets of flowers like separate and then after them all together and it's beautiful. I want to try it.
Thank you. You see, Slacker, Aaron takes an interest in my personal life.
I do.
And it feels nice, honestly.
I picture you
You're next.
I only want to know your innie. Like I don't your outie concerns me zero. I don't care what your outie does at all. So there's a new trend happening. It's called LAT. Living apart together, where you stay committed, but you have separate spaces for more independence. Now, you guys take this to mean separate houses, or does this mean separate areas? And now some people can afford, I don't know, who can afford?
Well, because I originally was thinking separate houses, but then I got thinking about like, what if it's a two apartment or two bedroom apartment and you'd have separate. But then you
would do that?
No, I don't think so.
Like, what is the point in being in a relationship if you can't, like...
I do think it's very, very important to have your own space, for sure. But I don't want, like, a separate bedroom.
When do you want that space?
When I need, like, a minute.
Then just go to the living room, and I won't come in there.
But no, I don't know if that's enough. I don't know.
How? Like, what do you need, a wall? Then go to the bedroom. I won't come in there. Like, I'm trying to figure out.
Like, and that would be fine.
But you,
my wife has a couple places. she just keeps getting more and more.
Well, the kitchen, because you don't know what to do in there.
But she has her office. She has her bathroom.
Her bathroom? She has a bathroom.
The downstairs one?
Yeah, that's like
that's hers?
Well, it's not mine.
Are you allowed to pee in it?
Yeah.
If she's not home. Yeah.
You have to get like a signed
note. It's so funny though, because I'm not joking. You go down there and it's like, there's a lot of feminine energy here. Like T-Hack is not.
You can sense it's not his area.
I like that for her though. Like she works hard. She deserves it. If I need a personal space, I just do like a lap around the house.
On the outside. The house?
No, just outside. She kind of, it's like a dog. She puts me outside.
Oh, so.
I have a little house with the, I lay on it like Snoopy.
You don't decide you need space. She decides. She's like, I think you need space. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. You want a treat?
So do you think this is healthy then?
Oh, poor dogs that are listening right now.
Oh, sorry.
Oh my God. That is such, I've told you this, but my friend Ben comes over and says, do you want to go for a walk? To my dogs. And then he leaves.
Oh no.
This is like us when we go, hey Siri, remind me to what listen to the Slacker show tomorrow.
I've had it. I remember a friend that I went to high school and stuff with. His parents had separate bedrooms.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on.
Karma.
Sorry. Hold on. Keep going. I'm just going to stop Siri over here.
His parents had separate bedrooms. So one house, but two different ones. But I remember the dad said it was because he snored so bad. So okay. That makes sense. Like we both need to just actually sleep. So we have separate beds. I can close the door. You can sleep. But they also had the rooms kind of decorated different. Like her room, his was decorated kind of like a teenage boy's. He had like a guitar in there and a poster on the wall. And so that was a little, I don't know. It's like, do you like, it's fine to have your own space, but is this like too immature?
Yeah.
For like a grown man with the kids in high school to be like,
but then
they're like, stay out of my room.
So the people I've known who do this, and I don't know if we've talked about this, then which room do you boink in?
I think both.
From what I remember in their relationship, she would only come to his room to boink.
Oh, really? The one with all the Limp Bizkit posters on the wall and
but
stuff?
But it was more about who's...
They're breaking stuff.
Well, no, who's sleeping in the...
That's why you just do both.
No, but I think she was just like, I love this arrangement.
Oh, I see.
Like she goes in there, they destroy the bed, and because the guys, we don't care. I'll sleep in a swamp. Yeah. Not literally, but you know what I'm saying.
These sheets haven't been washed anyways, so.
Yes.
I would not like it. I wouldn't want to do it at all. I like the single space.
If you want to do it on a grander scale, you could keep your house and then AHAC could move up to the new Winter Park home you guys just won.
Ooh.
I'm guessing that they don't love the transition I just made.
I feel the calls being made right now.
The Mighty Millions raffle, the deadline is tonight to be in on the early bird prize, so I had to do this. Like, if you want to live apart together, you stay in Winter Park or she stays down or vice versa, but you got to buy your tickets by midnight tonight to be involved in the early bird prize, which is an Audi 2025 SQ7.
Wow.
By the way, I want everyone to note, I don't have any like copy in front of me. I'm making this up as I go.
Yeah. Well, the Audi would be nice. You could go back and forth house to house.
Audi SQ7 plus a 9-night trip to Switzerland. So it's an Audi in Switzerland.
9 nights.
God,
I knew it.
The fact. Or you can choose $123,000 in cash. I don't have a copy in front of me, everyone.
Either way, that's a great deal. But you got to get them tonight to be
eligible
for that.
You
got to
get them tonight
by
midnight. And then you'll also be, obviously, if you want to live apart together, you can win the $2.4 million grand prize show home in Winter Park.
Beautiful.
Dual primary bedrooms.
There you go.
Living rooms.
Yeah.
Four bedrooms, attached garage.
I could get my own space.
And over 760. I'm just going to keep plowing through.
Okay.
$760,000 in bonus cash to help cover the taxes. So buy your tickets. Somebody's got to pull up the copy though.
MightyMillionsRaffle.com.
Yeah, but what's the phone number?
Even MightyMillionsRaffle.com.
Yeah, just you're not going to buy it on the phone because you've got only got till midnight. MightyMillionsRaffle.com.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Did you get all the crap out of your mouth?
Sorry, I wanted some cookies.
I'm sorry, but are we professionals here?
Yeah, but I'm also a diabetic. Yeah.
Oh,
leave
my
me
God.
And my snacks alone.
Okay, bring up the dead dad now.
What about the dead sister?
Okay. Oh, wow.
I do remember being a kid, and there was a kid on the basketball team who was diabetic, and he used to just get breaks to go eat Snickers bars. And I was like...
He did?
Yeah. And I'm like...
And you were jealous?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
As a 10-year-old kid, it was like, well, what did I do?
Why can't I be diabetic?
Yeah. Exactly. No drinks. Like, hands off your knees.
So... I just need your mouth clear.
Bah.
Is it clear?
Yeah, it's clear.
Okay. Tiac, you good?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So
oh no.
I have a potato chip with me today. Now, I wanted This place is a ghost town right now. I wanted other people in the building. I wanted to bring in Tosh from KS107.5 and Dan from The Mountain.
Yeah.
I want to offer a prize to anybody who can tell, like, you guys are weird enough. I want you to try these potato chips.
And guess the flavor?
And guess the flavor.
Okay.
Ooh, I'm going to be so bad.
Me too.
At this.
I'm down.
But what I was going to do with them, if they came in, is like go, hey, you get this right, you can have the radio station for like one song.
Ooh.
You can play any song you want, and you can ramp it.
So oh, cool. Like, oh, yeah.
Alice 105.9, Tosha Makia. Here's what, like, what would Tosh play?
She, well, I don't know the song, but she would be so positive. It would be like alarming to Denver.
Yes. They'd be going, wait, I thought this was a Slacker show. Why is somebody saying something meaningful and helpful?
And
And then Dan.
He would give like a history fact or something about a song.
Yeah, with the longest intro of all time.
Yeah, because he picks some mountain song that's forever.
Right, they all just go on forever.
Here's the thing. It would be like Hotel California.
Okay, so picture Hotel California playing, and here's what you'd hear. Because our microphones are down here, and he's 17 feet tall. He'd do that easy. Okay.
Come on.
Okay. So do you want to just, I'm going to hand out, it's a Ziploc bag. Do you want to just take a few?
Yeah.
Oh, now, I'm so on the radio.
Everything I was raised to do.
I just yelled
Stranger
at Aaron.
Just handed. Oh,
no,
wow.
Take a few. He said take a few.
Take a few. You're not going to get it on the, I don't think you're going to get it on one.
It's
I don't think
pungent.
So.
I smell something.
You it's took not- two whole chips. Oh my God.
Yeah. I know. He's a wuss.
Are you locked in?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay. So what do you, since
I smell dill, I also smell ketchup.
What are you talking about? First off, I don't think you should say any of the things because Mr. Palate Record is not going to get any.
I might not eat it.
It's almost like the.
Shh. Hold on. Just try.
Sorry,
okay.
Sorry. Okay. Okay, here.
First off, you got to tell me what you want.
I've only smelled them. Oh.
What do you want if you win? Like, do you want something?
You have these, speaking of random food items, you have these Snicker bars. Also, speaking of Snickers.
Yeah.
Oh, you want me to bring those in? We can do this again with the Snicker bars.
That you got them from Brazil?
Yeah. I have like a strawberry one. Or should I not say the flavors?
Everyone's getting Snickers except me. What the hell?
I just got, have you ever heard of Snickers protein?
No.
They make, Snickers makes like, I forget what it's called. It might be called Snickers protein or high protein. But it's like Snickers and it's just, it's like,
it's kind of
so it makes you think of, Aaron?
What? Sorry,
makes
I'm
you
really
think you're
excited.
Eating a Snickers, but also it's not as good as a Snickers, but it's good. Okay, we're all going to take a bite of chip here. I know what they are. Now, here's the problem. Once you know what they are, it's impossible to eat it without knowing. Like, you, I'm like, it's
Am
crazy
I,
to me.
Okay, hold ready? On. We'll take. Hot dog. Hamburger. It's barbecue-y.
It's a Big Mac. It's like a McDonald's burger.
I'm going to tell you this.
Is what it tastes like.
I've done
There's
this
ketchup and mustard.
To 40 people at my house. People come to my house, I'm like, try this. And they're like, I think it might be sour cream. And I'm
no,
like, what?
That's it. That's
we
a cheeseburger.
We have ran the gamut of things. That's what you're going with.
Yeah, a cheeseburger.
It's definitely, it tastes like mustard, ketchup, and onion.
And pickle.
Yeah.
There's definitely pickle.
These are the new cheeseburger chips available
at
Costco.
Woo! Woo! You came to the pros.
Yeah.
What? I mean, I got to be honest with you, Aaron. I thought you were going to fail this so colossally.
What the heck? Why?
Because here's the thing. At any given moment, TX still has cheeseburger residue in his mouth.
Exactly.
So this is just activating the taste buds. Like all the taste buds that just turned on in his mouth were on 14 seconds ago.
They're like, oh, we know this one. You had this earlier.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a guy who got arrested for a robbery and it's... He shouldn't even be arrested because he brought the wrong weapon, so he couldn't even pull it off.
Oh, ridiculous. Poor guy.
Poor guy. Thank you, T-Yak.
I don't
know. I got Aaron's story's about her.
I don't even have one. I'm just so...
Oh, is it T-Yak?
It's me, yeah.
No. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have a story. The four horsemen are here. This is not a joke, and they're coming to Walmart.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Louisiana. Louisiana.
I don't know why I thought Aaron was doing the story. This thing is so off the rails that I give anyone listening permission to just punch that button. Just head on somewhere else, come back in a couple minutes.
Tell my story first.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, tell your story.
Well, so there was a Walmart. Walmart in Louisiana. Yes, there were four men who got caught. Apparently, they were riding their horses down there in Louisiana.
Oh, they were bringing their horses to
Walmart. Decided to ride their horses through the Walmart.
All right.
Oh, they brought him inside.
Wait. I thought you said to the Walmart.
Through the Walmart.
The Walmart.
Through the aisles, towards the cashiers. Just four horsemen riding through a Walmart. One of the guys, 18-year-old, said they call their group the Cutthroat Cowboys. Says, we don't want to hurt nobody. We always ride here, and we just wanted to do it that day.
Turns out,
not a good enough excuse for the cops.
No.
Walmart has a strict policy against horsing around.
I should have known this was... Yeah, no, I was actually paying attention, like it was a real story. And this is just a way for him to get horse puns out.
It's a real story.
How many more do you have?
Why the long face?
Okay. All right.
It would behoove you to let me finish. They were all arrested.
Are the horses in a stable environment?
They are, yes.
You fool. Do you get mine?
I do.
Okay.
My story's out of Australia.
Good eye, mate.
Put another shrimp on the barbie.
Yeah.
A guy went in to hold up a convenience store, asked for some cash. They were like, well, I don't know. We're not just going to give that to you. We don't just hand out cash. Do you have a weapon? And he pulled out a boomerang.
Mm.
Yeah, it's Australia.
The national weapon.
They should be terrified.
He was shoeless and had himself a boomerang. The clerk didn't seem fazed by it, so to scare him, he hurled the boomerang, and it went over and knocked over a liquor display.
Oh, no.
So now, now there's broken glass, and he's decided to abort the mission and leave, because the police are on their way.
Okay.
I think I told you at the beginning, he's barefoot.
Oh, yeah.
And there is just broken glass between him and escape. So cops came and found him just sitting on the ground with his little boomerang in a pile of broken glass. You brought wrong weapon to convenience store robbery.
Yeah, didgeridoo better next time. Lost its... Didgeridoo.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman. Wallaby.
We got to get this thing down about 3 minutes shorter than it is right now. Those were all the stupid people we could find.
Hey.
That was so unexpected. I'm so much happier for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.